today we're in the studio joined by
Kieran Murtagh. Hello, Kieran.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hello, my name's Kezia.
Hi, my name's Imogen.
And I'm Freddie.
Okay, and today we're going to be asking Kieran some questions about his books.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say taxes.
So, Imogen, would you like to start us off?
What was the first book you ever wrote?
The first book I ever wrote was a book called Dino Pants. And it was the first book I tried to get published. I was very lucky. Sometimes people take a long time to get their books published. But I was lucky that the first book I wrote was the first book to be published. So it's a book all about a boy called Charlie Flint. And he has a problem. In his town, the dinosaurs are like cats and dogs in our world. And they leave poos all over the place. It's fairly disgusting. And Charlie thinks, what I need to do is put them in pants so they think before they poo and they don't just poo on the road. And it kind of works. He goes and sees the T-Rex, and they pull on the pants, and it solves the problem. And that's what that book's all about. It's a funny story all about pants and dinosaurs.
Okay, thank you. That sounds very interesting. What is your inspiration for writing?
Oh, that's a good question. My inspiration for writing is, it comes from a number of places. First of all, it's because it's something that I really enjoy doing. So when I was growing up, the thing that I enjoyed doing most was disappearing into my imagination and writing down what I found. And you know how sometimes you hear maybe footballers talk about how they didn't realise they were practising because they enjoyed doing it all the time, so it wasn't like it was hard work or anything. Well, for me, that was like writing. I didn't realise I was practising writing just because it was something I enjoyed doing as a hobby. And then when I was old enough to be able to make a call as to what it was I did with my life, because I've been practicing writing, I had all the skills I needed to do it. So it was kind of, inspiration is a good word, but it was also a word that, for me, it was something I always did. Sometimes people may inspire you to keep going when you stop. So like, it might be a teacher or your family or your friends. Because when you leave school, you don't have to write anymore if you don't want to. You don't have to do stories at all. So that can mean that sometimes you just stop. And you need people to inspire you to keep going, and they're people around you. And then the other people who inspire me are sometimes other writers. If I read a book that I really like, I will be inspired to try and write a story as good as the one I've just read. And that can inspire me to keep going and try and achieve a little bit more than I did the last time I wrote a story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Out of all the books you've ever written, which one's your favourite?
Oh, that's another good question. I would say it changes, and the reason it changes is because I keep writing new books, which is good. So my favourite book at the moment is probably Megastar, which is, there's a series of books I write called The Incredible Diary of Finn Spencer, and there's some in your school library if you want to see them. And they're all about a boy called Finn, and he's kind of like a lot of us. He's kind of okay, he's not too clever, not too dumb, he's just slightly in the middle. At the end of the day, he thinks back over all the things he did and thinks of ways he could have made it better. Like, if he'd said that, it would look really cool. If he'd said this, it would look really clever. But it's too late now because the day's over. So in the diary, he writes down all the things he should have done. And the next day, when he goes into school, that's what everyone believes actually happened. So he goes from being an all right kind of kid to being really cool because he could just use his diary to change what people think of him. And the latest book in that is a book called Megastar. And that's one where he wants to be in the school play, but someone has taken the part he wants, so he tries to use the diary to get what he wants by being in the school play. And that's my kind of favourite book at the moment. And people always say that writers always say their latest book is their favourite book. And they do, but it's not just because we want you to buy it or read it, it's because it's the book that we've learned most through. When I wrote Dino Pants, which was my first book, I'd never written a book before. When I wrote Megastar, I think it's my 16th book, so I've written another 15 books in between. So I'd hoped I'd learned more through writing those books, and that when Megastar came out and comes out, it should be my best and favourite.
Be sure to buy that one.
Yes, be sure to. Please, I need to eat.
In what year did you write your first book?
I wrote my first book came out in 2009, but the way books work is actually it takes quite a while for a book to come out. So you might write your book, and then it might be a year or 18 months until that book comes out in libraries and bookshops. So I was writing my first book in 2008, that my first book came out in 2009. And the reason for that is people have to do the illustrations, they have to design the covers, they have to do all of that kind of thing, and that takes time. So you might have finished your book in 2008, but it will be another year or so before it comes out in the shops.
Thank you.
Where were you born?
Where was I born? I was born in Solihull, which is in the West Midlands, near Birmingham. But I don't have an accent, I don't think. Although maybe I do if I try. But my family are Irish, so I was one of the first to be born over here. So my family all have lovely Irish accents. And then some of my family have lovely Brummie accents, and I have this accent, which makes me sound like I'm very posh, even though I'm not really. So Solihull is where I was born, but my passport is still Irish.
Thank you. What is your favourite series that you've written?
Oh, that's a good one. I write lots and lots of things. And it's kind of hard to pick a favourite. There's different reasons why series might become your favourite. So sometimes it might be because of the way they are received, or sometimes it might be because of the way they were written, you enjoy it. So shows like The Amazing World of Gumball, or Mr. Bean, or Shaun the Sheep, I like because they go all around the world. So this time next week, I will be in Shanghai, in China. And I know that the children I speak to there will also have seen those television programmes. They will know Mr. Bean, and they will know Darwin and Gumball, and they will know Shaun the Sheep. So that's quite nice. It's quite nice to write a television show that's going to go all around the world. But then other shows like Dick and Dom, and there's a new show coming out of Diddy TV, which I think comes out in 2 weeks' time, and a new show called Zig and Zag, which is coming out in 2 weeks' time too. They're fun to write because of the sense of humour of the characters. So Dick and Dom are quite like me. I've got quite a silly sense of humour. So writing for those shows is quite fun. Even though they don't go as far as the others, the process of writing them is fun because you're writing jokes that you yourself find funny.
Thank you.
Did you have a job before you were an author?
Did I have a job before I was an author? I had a number of jobs before I was an author. I did all sorts of things. I did some things that are related to the job. So I was a stand-up comedian for some time. I was an actor. I did feature films. I did all sorts of things. I did lots of TV shows. And I toured the UK and beyond doing shows and theatres all around the country. So that was part of my job. I was a journalist for some time. I worked in communications at different places. So all the jobs I did had writing at their heart. Sometimes the performing was more, but most of it was all about the writing. I had to write the shows I was in. I had to write the journalism I was doing. So I realised quite quickly that even though other things were part of my job, the writing bit of it was the bit I enjoyed. And that's when I decided, actually, I'll just focus on the writing and get rid of the rest.
What was your ambition when you were a child?
To grow up without being punched. what was my ambition? That was genuinely one of them. I would say, I guess it's an ambition. It's a really difficult question. I don't know what my ambition was when I was a child. I didn't really have ambitions to rule the world or be prime minister or anything like that. As I got older, my ambition became to do the thing that I loved most of the time. So what I mean by that is do the job that I really, really enjoy. Because I know a lot of people who do jobs that they don't really like, and I didn't want to do that. So my ambition became to be able to do the job I did and enjoy it all the time that I did it.
Thank you. Who is your favourite character that you've written about?
Favourite character that I've written about? Well, I have a real soft spot for Finn in the books. Because Finn is a bit like me. When I write that story, I think back to when I was at school and I was about your age and all the things that I did at school and the things that went wrong that I did at school. So like in the book Stump Boy, he tries to jump over something on his bike and I tried to jump over something on my bike and I ended up with the handlebars of the bike wedged in my leg and I had to go to the hospital and all sorts of horrible gooiness came out. Whereas Finn gets away with it. So there's all sorts of things like that in the story, which I did when I was a boy and it went wrong, and Finn gets to do it and it goes right. So Finn I have a real soft spot for. I also really like Mr. Bean because